ten freak and you spirits spirits to again us and again harder not joy joy fin of death. There are simplins in all Catherine related one day, in a voice loud and deep, a voice that was not hers. Seven planes,
each one consisting of many levels, one of them being the plane of recollection. On that plane, you are allowed to collect your thoughts. You are allowed to see your life that has just passed. Those of the higher levels are allowed to see history. They can go back and teach us by learning about history. But we of the lower levels are only allowed to see our own life that has just passed. We have debts that must be paid. If we have not paid out these debts, then we must take them into another life in order that they may be worked through. You progress by paying your debts. Some souls progress faster than others. When you're in physical form and you are working through a life, if something interrupts your ability to pay that debt, you must return to the plane of recollection. And there you must wait until the soul you owe the debt to has come to see you. And when you both can be returned to physical form at the same time, then you are allowed to return. But you determine when you are going back. You determine what must be done to pay that debt. You will not remember your other lives, only the one you have just come from. Only those souls on the higher level, the sages, are allowed to call upon history and past events to help us, to teach us what we must do. There are seven planes, seven through which we must pass before we are returned. One of them is the plane of transition. There you wait. In that plane, it is determined what you will take back with you into the next life. We will all have a dominant trait. This might be greed, or it might be lust, but whatever is determined, you will need to fulfill your debts to those people. Then you must overcome this in that lifetime. You must learn to overcome greed. If you do not, when you return, you will have to carry that trait, as well as another one, into your next life. The burdens will become greater. With each life that you go through, and you did not fulfill these debts, the next one will be harder. If you fulfill them, you will be given an easy life. So you choose what life you will have. In the next phase, you are responsible for the life you have. You choose it.
This message was apparently not from a master. He identified himself as we of the lower levels, in comparison with those souls on a higher level, the sages. But the knowledge transmitted was both clear and practical. I wondered about the five other planes and their qualities. Was the stage of renewal one of those planes? And what about the learning stage? In the stage of decisions, all of the wisdom revealed through these messages from souls in various dimensions of the spiritual state was consistent. The style of delivery differed, the phraseology and grammar differed, the sophistication of the verse and vocabulary differed, but the content remained coherent. I was acquiring a systematic body of spiritual knowledge. This knowledge spoke of love and hope, faith and charity. It examined virtues and vices, debts owed to others and to oneself. It included past lifetimes and spiritual planes between lives, and it talked of the soul's progress through harmony and balance, love and wisdom, progress toward a mystical and ecstatic connection with God.